Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So the stock market celebrated passing the 10,000 mark. That's one of the numbers we've been talking a lot about. That's the first time in a year, although it's clearly not unprecedented at all. Investment banks, Goldman Sachs, good numbers out of them. Positive earnings from them. At the same time, we've got the first lawsuits hitting the courts about maybe some foul play that caused part of the economic recession. How do we make sense of that? We turn to our friend, Lakshman Achuthan, Managing Director of the Economic Cycle Research Institute. He's going to come in. He's here in the Takeaway Studios. He's going to help us understand what all of this means, right? When we get done with talking with you.
I will try. We'll make some sense of it.
So let's start with this Dow number.
Yes.
10,000, not unprecedented. We've hit it 25 times or so before, but the first time in a year.
Yeah, and what a year, right? So just in the spring, you never would have thought that this was possible.
And March 9th was the low, right?
March 9th was the low. My birthday, by the way.
that's great.
Odd enough, right?
Yikes, Mr. Gloom is
Well,
here.
You can think about your birthday as the springing off point for the recovery,
I'll
right?
take it.
He's
take
a
it.
Leading indicator.
I'll tell you. I wish it was that simple. But, I think that we've come so far so fast, and that is just – there's a lot of disbelief as a result. This can't be real. And what does it mean, right? This number went above 10,000.
And is this the best indicator of the economy?
Right. And is it the best? Let's make one thing very, very clear. The Dow is not a measure of the economy. It really isn't. So that's very clear. The economy, as you were just alluding to, is jobs and production and sales and income. Those are the basic things that tell you about what's going on. And for each of us individually, it's really about jobs. There's the old quip, it's a recession when you're out of work, it's a depression when I'm out of work, and I add on it's a panic if your partner's out of work.
So, but we have had some encouraging things on the jobs market. I saw that even in Michigan, even in my dear Detroit, even though they're not seeing more jobs, it's really slowed. The loss of job is slowed to a crawl.
Well, to a couple of things. The stock market is an imperfect leading indicator, and so it's looking ahead a few months. And it has been correctly, in this instance, been forecasting an improvement in the economy. First, it was forecasting less bad. So we were plunging, and it was telling us, you're going to plunge less slowly. Now we're actually seeing things improve. The economy is improving. The jobs market is improving. The production levels, they're not less bad. They're actually rising. The sales levels are not less bad. They're actually rising.
Well, what does the Dow hide from us quickly? I mean, the companies are getting better earnings, but are they getting better earnings from economic activity here in the U.S., or is it somewhere else?
Well, the first thing was they fired everybody and they cut their costs.
There was
and so they right-sized is the technical term for firing everybody.
That's nasty.
And then what you've seen is, to somewhat of a surprise for many, actual top-line growth is coming back. So it's first they cut the costs, and then the demand coming in the door is a little more than expected. You put the two together and you get these big profits. That does not describe what's going on Wall Street, where investment banks and all these things, where basically they're giving them money for zero and these guys are going out and loaning it out at higher numbers.
They're
and that's
just
why
betting on the future earnings.
With a lot of help from all of the taxpayers.
No, but that's really important.
That's right.
That's really important. The taxpayers have made the banking business a fantastic business, and we're not going to get any of that money back.
You'll be told, hey, you didn't lose money in a few years and that kind of thing, but I don't think it's going to help you today.
Yeah.
So what indicators you talked about the job market. Is there anything else we need to be looking at to talk about the recovery of the economy?
Oh, yeah, jobs market. Look at actually profits growth outside of Wall Street. Is important because when a company is profitable, it stops firing people.
We got good numbers from Google.
Google and phone companies and entertainment companies and ad revenue is up. All these things are even retail sales at the stores are up. So these things are all putting the brakes on firing. And so for most of us who have a job, we're less freaked out. And that starts
so
the process
we'll
of recovery.
Start spending.
Exactly.
I mean.
That's exactly right. And that is happening.
Okay, it is happening.
It actually is happening. It's not less bad. We are getting
better, and that's a difference.
So, but we got these reports from retailers saying they don't think holiday sales are going to be good. You think that maybe we'll find out?
Yeah,
that
you set the bar low, and then you're a big hero in a couple of months, and so that's what I think you'll be seeing. That'll be the tone. I mean, it's never in a straight line, but that'll be the tone.
Okay, that's relatively heartening news from Lakshman Ashuthan. Right. Thank you so much. He's the managing director of the Economic Cycle Research Institute in New York.